Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. It's the middle of the week. It's hump day. And if you're like me, you're a little weary from Monday and Tuesday, but you're already starting to look forward to Saturday and all the things. And then Sunday is going to be another great day at Sugar Hill Church. And so I hope that you'll join us this Sunday. We're going to have another great day, and the music is going to be phenomenal. And so just join us and make sure that if you can't, you make sure you join us online. You can watch it live in a live stream at live.sugarhill.church, or you can go onto the app or online and just pick the replay button and pick the Sunday that you'd like to watch. This past Sunday, Bobby and I talked a lot about kindness, and we've been focusing that for a few weeks. So today I want to ask you this question. Do you really want to be a nobody? And that's an interesting question, I know. But in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8, this is what the Lord says. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then I said, here am I, send me. Isaiah is saying, the prophet is saying, don't be a nobody. You don't have to be a nobody. You know, once upon a time, there were four guys named everybody, somebody, anybody, and nobody. There was this important job to be done, and everybody was asked to do it, but everybody was sure that somebody would do it, and anybody could have done it, but nobody did it. Somebody got angry about it because it was everybody's job, but everybody thought that anybody could do it, and nobody realized that everybody wouldn't do it. And it ended up that everybody blamed somebody, and nobody did the job that anybody could have done in the first place. Nobody is still alive and is really living in this wonderful life at Sugar Hill Church, apparently. Because when we plead for someone to teach in preschool or children or students, it seems like nobody is the most likely one to respond. When cleanup day rolls around, I mean, not often, we don't have a lot of folks show up for duty. And when we have a need to maybe visit with senior adults or into shut-ins or in hospitals, you know, we don't have folks lining up for a lot of that. Nobody is first in line. How refreshing it must be for God to hear somebody say, here am I, send me. When Isaiah envisioned a holy God in the spiritual need of the unholy world, he was energized to respond to the Lord's calling. You can read that in Isaiah 6 in the first 8 verses. And when he was released from the burden of being weighed down with sin and selfishness, he found a new enthusiasm for serving God. And let me just stop and say here, so will you. You know, this past Sunday, I'll never forget watching the video of Jay when he was talking about, I never imagined that I would be the guy that would be serving in a one-year-old class, serving and helping and care for babies and families that they be cared for and nurtured at Sugar Hill Church. And yet there he is. You know what happens when we take one ear and we let it be in tuned to the God of all creation, when we let the divine speak into our life and respond to it, it's interesting. We know that voice more clearly. But when we don't respond in faith, when we don't respond to be able to pick up and serve as he's called us to, then that voice gets more distant and more distant. When you hear the summons to duty, don't avoid the opportunity, or nobody will end up doing it. Instead of nobody, be somebody. Somebody who is willing to respond enthusiastically to the opportunities of serving the Lord. You see, instead of making excuses and let somebody else do the work, find the joy of being God's instrument to accomplish his will in the world. Be God's somebody, and don't let nobody get all the credit. Now, I know that's kind of a tongue twister, but let me just give you one last thought on this. You know, the fastest way to starve a dog is to ask two different people to feed it, rather than asking one person to. You see, I believe the Lord wants to call us individually to something he has prepared and equipped us to do. I believe if you'll take one ear and turn it into the tune, let it be tuned in to the voice of heaven, I believe you'll hear what you are supposed to do. And let me just stop and say, you might be called to do something that's different than what I ask you to do. You may be serving in children's areas not for you. Maybe serving in students isn't for you. Maybe you need to be helping folks in a whole different way. You see, I believe God has this unique and wonderful way that when he knows the number of hairs on your head, he also knows exactly how you would be fulfilled in serving the world and serving others in his name. So why not take an ear and let it be attuned to the voice of heaven and let the divine call you into exactly what you would find to be fulfilling and contented and wonderful at. So my friend, today, you know what? You don't have to be a nobody. You can be somebody, especially when you don't let nobody get all the credit. I look forward to seeing you again this Sunday, and make sure you share these each time. You can see the buttons below to share them on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. I know that this is going to be a great week. Don't miss a single day. God bless you. Bye now.